Osborne. William coughed. Anything much in it, he said. He could see his headline from where he sat, in huge bold caps. Dog bites man. He'd made it news. Oh, Lord Veterinary got away with it, said Mr. McElduff.
Well, of course he would, said Mr. Prone. Very clever man, whatever they say.
And his dog's all right, said Mr. McElduff. William wanted to shake the man for reading so slowly.
That's nice, said Mrs. Arcanum, pouring out the tea.
Is that it? Said William. Oh, there's a lot of political stuff, said Mr. McElduff. It's all a bit far-fetched. Any good vegetables today? Said Mr. Cartwright. Mr. McElduff carefully inspected the other pages. No, he said. My firm are thinking of approaching that man to see if he'd let us sell his seeds for him, Mr. Cartwright went on. It's just the sort of thing people like. He caught Mrs. Arcanum's eye. Only those vegetables suitable for a family environment, of course, he added quickly.
Aye, it does you good to laugh, said Mr. McElduff solemnly.
It crossed William's mind to wonder if Mr. Wintler could grow an obscene pea. But of course he could.
I would have thought it's quite important, he said, if Lord Veterinary isn't guilty.
Oh, yes, I dare say, to them as has to deal with these things, said Mr. McElduff. I don't quite see where we come into it, though.
But surely, William began.
Mrs. Arcanum patted her hair.
I've always thought Lord Veterinary was a most handsome man, she said,
and then looked flustered when they all stared at her.
I mean, I'm just a little surprised there isn't a lady Veterinary, as it were. Ahem.
Oh, well, you know what they say, said Mr. Windling.
A pair of arms shot out across the table, grabbed the surprised man by the lapels, and pulled him up so that his face was a few inches from William's.
I don't know what they say, Mr. Windling, he shouted. But you know what they say, Mr. Windling. Why don't you tell us what they say, Mr. Windling? Why don't you tell us who told you, Mr. Windling?
Mr. De Word, really, said Mrs. Arcanum.
Mr. Prone pulled the toast out of the way.
I'm very sorry about this, Mrs. Arcanum, said William, still holding the struggling man, but I want to know what everyone knows, and I want to know how they know it. Mr. Windling?
They say he's got some sort of lady friend who's very important in Uberwald, said Mr. Windling, and I'll thank you to let go of me.
And that's it. What's so sinister about that? It's a friendly country.
Yes, but they say...
William let go. Windling rocked back into his chair, but William stayed standing, breathing heavily.
"Well, I wrote the article in the Times," he snapped. "And what's in there is what I say, me, because I found things out and checked things, and people who say ing a lot tried to kill me. I'm not the man that's the brother of some man you met in the pub. I'm not some stupid rumour put about to make trouble, so just remember that before you try any of that everyone-knows stuff." And in an hour or so, I've got to go up to the palace and see Commander Vimes and whoever is the patrician and a lot of other people to get the whole thing sorted out. And it's not going to be very nice, but I'm going to have to do it because I wanted you to know things that are important. Sorry about the teapot, Mrs. Arcanum. I'm sure it can be mended.
In the ensuing silence, Mr. Prone picked up the paper and said,
You write this?
Yes.
I thought they had special people.
All heads turned back to William.
There isn't a they. There's just me and a young lady. We write it all.
But who tells you what to put in?
The heads turned back to William.
We just decide.
Is it true about the big silver discs kidnapping people?
No.
To William's surprise, Mr. Cartwright actually raised his hand.
Yes, Mr. Cartwright?
I've got quite an important question, Mr. De Word, what with you knowing all this stuff.
Yes?
Have you got the address of this funny vegetable man?
William and Otto arrived at the palace at 10:05. There was a small crowd around the gates. Commander Vimes was standing in the courtyard, talking to Slant and some of the guild leaders. He smiled in a humourless way when he saw William.
"You're rather late, Mr. De Word," he said. "I'm early. I meant that things have been happening."